Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. She's one of the top experts on small business taxes on the planet. She is the tax mama. She is the author of so many books, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy, the Trump Tax Cut. That's her new one. Deduct Everything. That's another one. She's one of the top enrolled agent in the world, and she's our good friend Eva. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. You make me sound so amazing.
You are amazing, Eva. We don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
And absolutely, and you continue
to excel. Hey, Eva, we got big doings coming up next week, right? With a tax deadline.
We have a tax deadline on October 15th. For those people who thought tax season was never going to end, it actually does for most of the country. So those people who put their corporate C-corporation tax returns on extension and their personal tax returns, they have until October 15th to finish filing and paying for the balances due to avoid late filing payments, mm-hmm. or late filing penalties. So,
yeah. this is your corporate, your sub S LLC returns.
Let me finish. Okay.
Which you filed in September. That information is going to be joining your personal return, which will have to be mm-hmm. done on October 15th if you extend it, right?
Yeah. A few years ago, IRS finally got smart and moved the filing deadline for partnerships and S-corporations to September 15th. Mm-hmm. So we actually had a month in which to receive those K-1s to put into our tax return.
Yep.
So it took them a while to realize that having them have an October 15th deadline mm-hmm. in the personal just wasn't going to work.
Right.
There is some good news for people who are in various disaster areas because they are obviously not going to be able to make the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that for
Hurricane
Sally typically have right now until January 15th to file tax returns, to pay a variety of taxes, including
payroll tax deposits. How do they qualify for that? Who decides who qualifies for that?
IRS, FEMA, the president. The president has
no,
to declare
area. Is it a state issue or is it counties? Is it zip codes? What do you have to prove that you're part of that?
Well, as I was saying, the president declares the disaster. FEMA defines the boundaries of the area, mm-hmm. and IRS will post all of the information. So, but it's a good question because people who are physically in the area will qualify, but people whose livelihoods basically, you know, relate to that area,
mm-hmm.
they may live outside the area, their businesses may be in the area, they will also qualify. So if they've had to move out of the area because of the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
they will also qualify. So the IRS has information on the website. And you know what? I'm going to send you all these links.
Okay.
Because Hurricane Sally has until January 15th, 2021. And for some reason, the president also had Mercy on California this year. And for the wildfires, the filing date is extended to December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, during 2019, we had 5 wildfires and no presidential declaration.
Right. But this year they got
that was very weird last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is weird. And so they've got some extra time now. So your personal return, if you've been extending it, October 15th is the deadline, and there's no go after that. I mean, that's the end of it. After that, you get a late filing charge, but you still have to pay your taxes and interest if you didn't pay it on time. Whatever you owe.
Right. But for people who are afraid to file because they owe a lot of taxes, please, I'm begging you, please file.
Yeah,
because almost instantly the late filing penalty will hit 25%.
You got to stop the clock. Stop the penalty clock, folks. I mean, not that I would know from 30-something, 40, 50 years of, not that I would know about that or anything, but you got to stop the clock. Trust me on that one. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 Tail. More to come after the break.
Way back when, in 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.